Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Captain Cook, and I got with me today, Rifle. Rifle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. So I've just got some questions here. Shouldn't be too long of an interview. Let's start out by asking just the basics of who you are and your job, etc.
Well, I'm a coal miner out in Kemmerer, Wyoming, and am I allowed to curse on here? Because I got a lot going on out at work.
Yes, you can curse.
All right. Well, every time a Democrat gets elected, I lose my fucking job, and I just found out they're building a nuclear power plant out there in Kemmerer, Wyoming. So I got 5 years as a coal miner, and then I don't know what I'm going to do. But that's pretty much my job. So I run a scraper and most heavy equipment out there.
That's terrible to hear. So who's that? Is that Bill Gates' venture?
Oh, Bill Gates is definitely involved. And the other rich asshole. I can't think of his name. But you probably know who I'm talking about.
Well, that's, yeah. I think we'll get to that, dude. So that's unfortunate. So they're pushing all the coal miners out?
Well, nothing yet. I think we'll be all right because we got reclamation and stuff to do. But the fact that they're just they're worried about the power plant employees. They brought it up multiple times, and there's a news article I'll have to send to you. But nobody mentions the coal miners, so it kind of gets under my skin a little bit. But we'll see what happens. And I don't know. I was working in the oil field. Obama got elected, and then I was unemployed and got a good job at a coal mine. And now this is happening. So I guess we'll just push through it. Maybe I'll be working for you one of these days.
That is I would more than gladly welcome you back or welcome you there. So did you or have you, how many people are employed there at your job?
I think there's at least 300 union employees. I'm not positive on how many exactly, but I think it's around 300. And they don't want to hire anyone new right now because, understandably, they don't know what's going to happen. But go ahead.
That's a lot of jobs to lose, and that's good paying jobs and all union jobs. Kind of sounds like our brothers that were on the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, Dad was working on that and got sent home. That's another. Brandon, I used your first name. You're going to get me all wound up about politics, aren't you?
I am. I never was political till this year.
Well, Dad was working on the Keystone Pipeline. They just think it's more efficient to send it by rail, which is more harmful to the environment because the amount of diesel it takes to haul it. Oh, boy. What do you want to know? I'll talk to you.
Well, it's just a pain in the ass. The whole thing is a clusterfuck is what I understand. I wouldn't know all the details. That's why I'm interviewing people.
Well, I know where you live. I won't mention it, but propane has doubled. Natural gas has doubled. Everything's gone up, and there's such a simple fix. I mean, what we're running oil by rail when we could do it through a pipeline. Gas prices are, it's $4 a gallon almost here where we live. It's just a joke. I mean, the government's broken. We have to admit that. I don't know when the Patriots are going to stand up and do something about it, but I'm willing to join them. I'm a little irritated. So what are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm the same way. If you follow the podcast or the blog, I'm not the happiest compadre out there with all this communist and socialist stuff that's happening.
Well, with Joe Biden being buddies with China, well, he pretends to be, but China owns him. China's running Biden like a puppet, and Pelosi. And we're getting fucked. I mean,
yes.
So
I agree completely. So you were in the service, correct?
Yeah, I was a helicopter mechanic in Afghanistan through 2004 and 2005. Loved every minute of it, too.
That's the big attack helicopter, correct?
Yeah, that's the one that ruins everybody's day.
Yeah, that's the badass one. Did you enjoy it over there?
I loved it. And honestly, Afghanistan has a huge potential for tourism if they could get the fucking Taliban out of there. Because northern Afghanistan, the mountains were amazing. It was gorgeous. The country, I'd go back right now with my family if I didn't have to worry about getting shot or bombed.
Because of the Taliban taking over.
Yes. And go ahead.
So how did you feel about our withdrawal from Afghanistan?
We fucked up real bad there. You know, there's a, I don't know, we could have left 300, 400, 500 people over there just to hold Bagram Air Base. That's where I was based. I mean, we could have held the airport, but we just pulled out and left, abandoned everyone. And now the women and the children, we did a, I don't know, it's a nightmare. It's a reset. And we possibly made things worse. It's kind of like Vietnam, but I don't know. I can't compare Vietnam, but yeah, we fucked up.
Well, thank you for your service. You were based at Bagram Air Base?
I was Bagram Air Base for 1 year, and I liked it up there.
Did you get along? Did you guys do like humanitarian, like, you know, go visit the locals and get to mingle with them? And
I didn't personally, but our unit being where we are, they had a lot of help from the church, and they did go do humanitarian aid and sent out a lot of resources. And you know what? I think the U.S. being there, the soldiers were the best part, but I got to meet a lot of the locals. I never met one that said he hated the U.S. And it could have just turned out so much different.
And this is during the time when the Taliban was pushed away, correct?
Yeah, this was during the Afghans' first election.
So they didn't really have any harmful thoughts or feelings toward the Americans while we were there.
No,
they understood that we were there for a reason.
They did. And the U.S. was contracting out the locals and providing them with money and giving them jobs. I got to meet some of the local kids, and it was awesome. Everything, this could have played out totally different. I don't know what the government was thinking when they did this, but I think, yeah, it could have been a lot better. I got to meet, there was a blind kid, drew me a picture. I still have it down in my military box. And yeah, it just, it's sad to see what happened.
Definitely. Thank you for your service. I get angry thinking about all those people we left behind, even the Americans and the people we promised a safe haven and all that. It's despicable to do, actually.
I'm worried about the translators, all the people that helped the Americans. What are they going through right now? We just left them there. That's so fucked up.
Right? It is really fucked up. Well, since we're on that topic right now, how good is Biden for the country right now?
Garbage.
All right, that's quick.
Well, what's he doing? He's not doing a damn thing. He's not even in control. He doesn't even know where he's at. Biden's not Biden. Somebody else is running the country, and we don't know who that person is. I have a pretty good idea. It's Pelosi and Schumer, but I'm not even sure they're doing it, because last video I seen of Pelosi, hell, she looks batshit crazy. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on, but I can tell you this. I've got a few friends that are in some militia groups, and the Patriots are getting ready. So that's all I'll say about that.
Okay, well, I won't dive deep into that. So, yeah, he's not doing a very good job at all for us. Do you blame the infrastructure problem and the supply chain issues on Biden, or do you think it's, you know, just something to do with the supply chain?
You know, well, that's a good question. I do blame somewhat of it on Biden, but not all of it. I think the trucking companies, the truckers, I mean, they're the heart of America. We got a big country and all this stuff has to move around and somebody's got to drive, but these companies, well, maybe they're paying well. I'm not sure. I haven't checked, but I don't know. That's
an interview with a truck driver on Tucker Carlson a couple nights ago that he was saying that it was all good, you know, and he was talking about racism in the trucking industry.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. Well, okay, actually, no, I interrupted you too soon. Go ahead and finish.
Oh, and anyway, so he said that it wasn't racism in the trucking companies. It was pay wages, like scale between novice drivers and experienced drivers. There was a massive gap in pay, but I don't know anything about the trucking industry really to know what is good pay and what's, crap pay. I mean, I don't know if that's the real reason or not, but what are your views on the government, regulating and all that, more about the trucking industry in general?
Well, obviously we need some regulations because we got dumbasses coming over here from India and whoever, and I'm not racist. I love India, but they're coming over here, have no experience. They're burning up their brakes when they get to the Rocky Mountains. They can drive flatland all day, every day. But they come up to the Rockies and they blow through their brakes and mow down three buildings three times. I don't know. Anyway, the trucking pay, I think truckers deserve more. They need more respect, but nobody wants to go sit in a truck and drive however long every day. I work with a guy, he was a trucker for Walmart and made good money, but he said the more the government got involved, he just said that he didn't want to do it anymore because they had to take breaks and everything else. I mean, if you can drive a truck safely and make good money, buy a semi. I think that's the business to be in right now. Matter of fact, earlier today I was looking for jobs if the coal mine goes down and everybody said I needed my CDL. So I think I'm going to work on that. But yeah, truckers are in high demand, and I think it's a job people should look into. But the drivers we're getting are pretty shabby.
Pretty shabby. Yeah. Well, speaking of shabby drivers from other places, not saying not in particular any group, but I guess another problem with the country that I feel that we're having right now is obviously immigration and border control. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, if you want to come to America, do it legally. Look at all the farmers and ranchers that need help right now. But Biden and the Democrats are just letting these people run across the border. What's the point of even trying to become a legal U.S. citizen if you can just jump the border and get a refugee status? And the wall. Oh, boy. That's a big topic. I don't know if I can cover it all. It's bullshit. That's what it is.
There you go.
That's what it is. Come here legally. Work hard. I've worked with a lot of immigrants, and they were some of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. But now we're just letting them come over and giving them free reign. And you know as well as I do that these are the dominant males in their country coming over here, and it's gonna make a mess. That's what I think. The alpha males are crossing the border illegally because they can get away with it, and they're going to set up something over here, and then all these kids and women, it's a joke.
And I haven't thought of that topic like in that sense, but yes, I would agree.
Well, what do even animals? I mean, alpha males come first, and then they set up. It's just, it's a fucking joke. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. So, what do you feel
about the president offering $450,000 to the people that were separated from their kids back when Trump was in office?
I'm going to cross the border and come back as an illegal immigrant so I can get all that fucking money myself. What about all these homeless people? What are you doing for your veterans? What are you doing for these homeless people living on the streets? I watched a video this morning. This dude was sleeping on a fucking couch cushion in California. And California is all Democrat. Well, no, I take that back. The big cities of California are Democrat. And they're doing nothing for their own. They're just welcoming in. I got to go outside and light a cigarette. Go ahead. I'm still listening.
Well, I agree with you on that as well. So, yeah, that's another topic. I mean, we could go on and on and on about all the bullshit. But the next topic I want to talk about is kind of a big one. You don't have to answer it too much if you don't want to. But what are your thoughts about the leftist media, like NBC, MSNBC, CNN, those guys, how they all are ganging up on this poor kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, for defending himself in Wisconsin during the riots, the BLM riots last year. I don't know if you're following this story or not, but do you know what I'm talking about?
I have been following it very closely, and Kyle's innocent. He was defending himself. Everyone has the right to do that. And big media is, that's a whole nother topic there too. They have too much control. My word, Brandon, you're going down a damn rabbit hole.
These are the things that have been bothering me and, you know, my audience base on the blog and in the podcast. You know, we all seem to be, you know, we're all from all over the world. You know, people are reading the blog post, and
He defended himself, and the fucking media is getting in the way, and they're owned by the goddamn Democrats. And when are the, not even Republicans, just the people that want to be free, when are they going to finally stand up and say this is enough? That's what I'm wondering. I mean, how much bullshit can we take before something's coming? I know it is. I just don't know when.
I see your point that something's got to break somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to. This group of friends that I found that, oh boy, it's getting close, I'm afraid. I don't know. I say that, and I think that, and I hope it does, and I hope Americans stand up for their freedom. Because every time I turn on the news, it's like, oh, you can't do this, this, or this. But then I read the Constitution, and I'm like, oh, you can. Even the police. I mean, I see all these police audits and stuff. People just videotaping a police station, and the cops freak out. But it's your right. You have rights. It's written in the Constitution. I'm getting wound up now.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important for all Americans to get a little bit political during this time of crisis. I mean, I believe we're going through a very difficult time, especially in national identity is a crisis right now. How do you feel about the, well, I don't know if it's official yet, but the official SEAL Team 7 or whatever that's going to be all females or transgender operatives. You like that idea?
Oh, boy. Why don't you just throw out the whole... You know what? We could talk for hours. However, women in the Navy SEALs. Let's start with that one. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's only been how many that have actually made it through SEAL training, women.
But if they made it through, if it's fair and equal, then those are some of the baddest bitches on the planet. Good for them.
I was thinking too.
Go ahead.
Do you think that in our command structure currently that we have with the one guy, what's his name? Millie. Or I think Millie says he wants to understand white rage and all that.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. And he's not, you know, are they going to change the schematics to become a SEAL for the transgender community and or the females?
Ooh. No, they shouldn't. I'm sorry. Transgender. You know what, females, if a woman wants to fight, I was in the military with women and they were some of the baddest they were cool. I liked it. They weren't the baddest motherfuckers. But if you make it through SEAL training, but if transgender person wants to come in, they should be held to the same standards. Oh, boy. Fuck, Brandon. Man, I don't know.
Because it would be like a loophole, wouldn't it, for a male that was born a male that decides that he's transgender to go into the women's side of the SEALs, if it's different in any way.
I see what you're saying. No, they should be held to the same standards. And same as sports, you see what's happening in sports. These transgenders are breaking all these records. What about women? Yeah. Fuck. God damn it. You got me all wound up.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, that's a good thing.
I told you it was going to be uncomfortable a little bit.
No, you're fine. No, I don't think Navy SEALs have their standards. It's been in set since the start of the Navy SEAL, same as the Marines and the Army. I don't think we need to change things for transgender. I understand there's a male and a female side, and females can... I totally respect females. They can do everything we can do. Plus, they can pop out a baby out of their... You know. But I think if we're going to set standards, we need to hold those standards, and that's a goal. And then if somebody comes along and says, hey, I can't meet those standards, I don't think we should change it just for that one type of person. That's my opinion.
No. So we're gonna go back a little bit in time here.
Sorry, I'm rushing ahead. I get in a hurry.
Oh, that's fine. Do you remember exactly where you were on 9/11, 2001?
I do. I was sitting at the high school in, I won't mention it. Well, you know where it is. And it was on TV, and I thought it was a movie. And it kind of fucked me up for a minute.
Is that why you joined to begin with, or did you join because it was an opportunity to grow?
Oh, no, both? I've wanted to be in the military since I was a kid. I used to take cold showers because I wanted to be a Navy SEAL, and I had to practice to handle the cold water, and then I chickened out. And I actually wanted to join the Navy because I wanted to be a fighter pilot, but the Army found me first, and they had helicopters, and that's how I ended up to where I was.
So 9/11 didn't persuade you, or did it just...
Oh. I already knew I was going to be in the military one way or another, no matter what. 9/11 just set it in stone.
Do you remember the way the country came together after that?
I do. And now it's falling apart.
Okay, so we're on the same page. We feel the same.
Yes.
I remember where I was at. I was cleaning a fryer, actually, and
done that.
I saw it on the little tiny TV we had in the place I was at, and the whole place filled up with a bunch of locals that knew that we had a TV, and we all just sat there and watched in awe that while it was unfolding. But I do remember the camaraderie that we had as a nation, and now when I look at it, at our nation and where we're at, all I see is, I want to say despair, but I don't think it's all the way there. I just think people are getting too...
It's division. That's what it is.
They're dividing us culturally, ethically, religiously, and...
It's your podcast, but can I say something that hits really deep for me?
Go for it.
Okay. When I was in the Army... I'd never even met a black person when I went to boot camp. And when I got there, some of my best friends were black. But everybody keeps calling us black, white, Hispanic. Why can't we all just be American? I don't understand that. Why do we have to? I just did it myself, actually. I called them black, white. Why can't we just be Americans? I don't get that. Some of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life have been somebody different than me. I think that's the biggest problem, in my opinion. We just need to come together and say, hey, I'm an American. I'm not black, white, yellow, whatever. Who knows? I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I feel the same way. I think a lot of people are swinging dicks on the wrong side, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense.
I mean, and it might not be the right side, it might not be the wrong side, but in my point of view, when we're so divided, there's nothing that we're going to be able to accomplish, especially when we're calling this poor 17-year-old a fucking white supremacist, even though he's just a lifeguard.
Yeah, did you see the videos of what he defended himself?
Yeah, I saw that, and I hope the jury comes back with, either acquittal or, just drop all the charges by the judge. I hope. I don't know. I mean, I don't watch the news the day of. I try to wait till the day after.
I'm trying to find a whole... I watch news. I've learned more off the news from TikTok and YouTube than I do the actual media, because it's all lies, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. I don't watch, like the mainstays, I'll be honest. Facebook is a complete off the thing. I don't even pay attention or anything on Facebook.
I deleted Facebook a couple years ago, and that's been the best damn thing I've ever done. That shit is bullshit.
I wish I could, but I have a business on there, so I gotta keep it up. But
that's fair.
I don't TikTok very often, but
see, TikTok, I love TikTok. You can find me on TikTok. I won't throw it out now, but
I found you on TikTok. I added you.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. So.
I think I have one video. I don't know. Anyways, we're getting off topic, but so where was I going to go with this? There's just a couple more questions. We talked about inflation just a little bit, but have you guys in your household, have you made a new budget plan for the raises and, fuel costs and to ready for Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff like that? Have you?
I'm embarrassed to say this, but I've never planned out my financial future ever. And that's probably why we're kind of going through a rough time. But we haven't. Matter of fact, the kids are at school. I'm a little worried about Christmas. I don't know what I tried to order a nice gaming computer. It didn't show up and probably won't until after Christmas. I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to be a simple Christmas. No, I haven't planned anything out financially. I just I just wing it, which isn't smart. But however, when it comes to jobs, I have made a few phone calls for that. But yeah, when it comes to financial planning, don't count on me.
Okay. Have you, what do you think about the Biden's new IRS task force that he wants to send out upon everyday Americans that hold more than $600 in their bank account?
None of his fucking business.
That's what I would say too.
let's go through their bank accounts. Why can't we do that? Where's he getting his money? Where's Nancy Pelosi getting her money? Where's Chuck Schumer getting their money? Let's make that public.
I think that would be completely plausible. You know, I mean, if we had Congress people that would actually fight for their constituents, you know.
Yep.
You know, I've thought about many a times. They were drilling the DOJ guy, the attorney general, I forgot his name, but they were asking him all these questions about, you know, letting people through the border and how many, you know, fentanyl cases came through, blah, blah, blah. And he had no answer for any of it. You know, he's like, no, I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer for that. I would just love for one congressman or woman to go in there and drill one of these guys and just ask one question. What is it that you actually do here? Just like on The Office. Office Space. I would just love to see what their reaction was. Like, how much do you make a year off the taxpayer? And what is it you actually do here?
I like that. Is the best thing. You made my day.
I think that would be a valid question. I feel like writing my Congress people and Senate people and asking them just to ask that question to everyone that they, you know, are supposed to be asking questions to. Because I think it's a very important question.
You're not.
If you
wrong.
Don't know any of the answers that Ted Cruz is asking you, then you shouldn't have a fucking job.
Exactly. And I love Ted Cruz because he throws out the truth.
He does a real good job, and I would like to put props out there to Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, for keeping that state as free as possible.
That's a good dude there, too.
I think we're going to have some good runners next year during the midterms, and then for president, I think we'll have a good one.
I think so. I think things are going to change. I think people are opening their eyes to just see what's going on. Anyway, heck, I didn't expect to talk to you this long. What other questions you got?
Are we taking up too much time?
No, I got hours.
Okay. No, actually, I just
had just those questions, really. So is there anything else you would like to add to the podcast today?
It's been driving me nuts. The vaccine thing. I don't think I should be forced to leave my job if I refuse the vaccine. Or is this too much?
That's the big risk for a lot of Americans.
Well, I haven't gotten it. I've been fine. And now I'm seeing things. You know what? I don't know. What's your opinion on it? Or maybe you don't want to say.
Well, my opinion is I'm not vaxxed. I mean, if I had to absolutely get vaxxed, then fine. Let the cards fall where they may be. But I don't plan on getting vaxxed. I made a promise that I wouldn't to my fiance, so I won't be taking the vax anytime soon unless we're forced to.
Well, we'll never be forced. Well, they might try to force us, but that's where the AR-15 comes into play. But if they just quit politicizing it, and after being in the Army, I got so many freaking shots, I don't even know what's in my system. But if they just quit talking about it and just drop it and treat it like a flu shot, I would probably get it. But now they're at the point where they're forcing people to do it. Well, the Supreme Court, the fifth district stopped it, I think.
For now.
Yeah, for now. They shouldn't be able to force it. And it's my decision. And now I'm seeing all these other health warnings about the vaccine possibly damaging DNA. I don't know. That's not the government. That's not America. The government shouldn't be able to say, hey, you have to do this. No, I don't. Yeah. That's just, anyway, I've enjoyed this chat today.
I agree completely with you about the vaccine. just one more note on that. So a guy that I hope I'm not bringing news to you that you don't know, but a guy that we both know passed last a week and a half ago, and his autopsy came back that it was a heart manipulation or whatever, one of the after he got the COVID shot. So that's another dinger on the head that I probably won't take it.
Yeah, hey man, if you don't take it and the government comes after us, I got a whole bunch of people ready to stand and fight. So,
well, I got my AR all sighted in and good to go.
What lower you got?
Black Rain Ordnance.
Awesome. You know what? I haven't shot mine for over a year, but ammunition is coming back. So if you want to go do some shooting, let's plan a day.
And I will. And if anyone listening on the podcast would like to join us, hit us up.
Yeah. I'd be more than happy to meet some of your podcasters. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. This is our first, bullshit podcast, live or not live, but recorded. So, I'm hoping that it will gain some legs and we'll, boost our following. So I appreciate your time today. Thanks for talking to me today, Rifle. And we'll
you know what? I've gotten so comfortable you can call me Tracy. It's a girl's name, but it works out just fine for me.
All right, Tracy. Well, that's his real name, folks, is Tracy. If you have any questions or comments, just put them in the link or description below, and I will answer him. And if it's for Tracy, I'll inform him that someone has a question for him. So anyways, thanks for giving us your time today, and good luck in your job, and stay safe out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.